The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman and family.
Brachos Dav Zayin. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, Amalei Rav Yitzchok Lerav Nachman, my time aleos and Mar lebei Knishter. Rav Yitzchok asked Nachman, why didn't Rav Nachman come to Shul, to Davin, Litzluye? Amalei lo yechilna, I wasn't able to. Amalei lichnifim lamar, asor v'litzli. Let's gather 10 people for Mar in his house. And he'll Davin over there. Amalei tricholi milsa, hard for him, was a tirchot. And he didn't want to be matrich to tzibur. V'lemalei mar l'shlucha de tzibur, be'idna de matzli tzibur, leisi v'leidia lamar. The Gemara asks, why didn't you at least find out when the tzibur was ready to daven shmoneh esrei, daven at the same time. Amalei, my kuli hai, what's the maila in that? What's the maila of davening at the same time as the tzibur? Amalei, tam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, my dechsev anis filosi, l'cho Hashem eis rotzon, emosai eis rotzon, b'shosh ha-tzibur mispalim. Interesting concept is that we know the maila. All of us are aware of the great importance of davening tefillah b'tzibur. It's one of the first communal obligations that's impressed on the consciousness of a Shema Torah mitzvahs. But over here it says, when is the Eis Rotzon of davening b'shosh ha-tzibur mispalim? The mashmos of the Gemara would be that the whole union of davening with a minyan, which expresses itself even if one doesn't daven with a minyan, but davening at the same time that the minyan is davening, which is a hard halacha today, because let's say a person is stuck at home. A person lives in the middle of Borough Park, in the middle of Muncie, in the middle of Lakewood. There's minyanim literally round the clock. When exactly is b'shor shatzibur mispalim? So I don't know today whether this halacha is a vrad. I don't know if that's called b'shor shatzibur mispalim. Tzibur mispalim means a person lives in a place, that's the tzibur in that place. In that place, that's when the tzibur davens. That means that is the Eis Rotzon, where he's part of that community, to daven at that time. I don't know if we have that relationship with the minyan factory down the block or on 13th Avenue producing minyanim round the clock, whether that's called, that's our minyan, that's b'shosh ha-tzibur mispalim. In any case, the mashmos over here would be that the chiyuv, tefillah b'tzibur, is a matter of davening be'ez rotzen, not so much the act of davening as part of the tzibur, but davening be'ez rotzen, which is why as the secondary level, if one can't daven with a minyan, one should at least daven b'shosh ha-tzibur mispalim. Look at the Lashon and the Rambam in Perek Ches Mehilchos Tefillah. V'lo yispalel yochid kol zman sheyochel yispalel b'tzibur. Doesn't say over there chayiv odom lehispalel b'tzibur. Doesn't sound from the Rambam that there's the same way there's a chiyuv to daven three times. There's a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Doesn't say that in the Rambam. The Rambam says when a person's davening, a person's mechuyiv to daven. When he davens, he should daven with the tzibur. At least if he doesn't have with the tzibur, he should daven when the tzibur davens. The Gemara itself, the Achronim Amadayik, the Gemara says, Trichali Milsa, doesn't say that he was an oinis. It says that it was very hard for him, and he wasn't Matriach. I don't propose this to anybody, because by us, if we stop davening with a minion, usually our tefillah itself goes the way of tefillah b'tzibur. If somebody is lax, chas v'sholom, even slightly in tefillah b'tzibur, usually it has a detrimental hashpoah on his tefillah b'chlal. But when one looks at the Lashon in the Gemara, Trichali Milsa, it would seem like it's not a chi of gomer. And the Sefer Emek Brocha, one of the great lomdim of the last century, the Sefer Emek Brocha in Hilchas Tvila, he says that he sees in the Gemara that Trichli Milsa was enough to justify Rav Nachman not davening b'tzibur, that Tvila b'tzibur is not a chi of gomer. Tvila is a chi of gomer, and when one davens, one should daven with a tzibur, but not that Tvila b'tzibur is in and of itself a separate mitzvah for itself. For instance, he says that the halacha is if a person is holding in the middle of Spichas Krishma by Ma'ariv, a person, let's say, holding in the middle of Hashkiveinu or in the middle of Vemuna, in the middle of Ma'ariv, and the Tzibur is ready to start Shmoneh Esrei, and he's going to miss, he's going to have to make a hefsik in the middle of Bichas Krishma, or he's going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the halacha is that one stops in the middle of Bichas Krishma for a mitzvah iveris, l'moshul, Kaddish, Kedusha, where there's a chiyuv to answer. One hears Kaddish, Kedusha, one has to answer. One interrupts the middle of Bichas Krishma. According to the Magen Avraham, interesting, the Chayyadim argues, but according to the Magen Avraham, if one sees lightning, he hears thunder, and there's a mitzvah iveris to say Bichas HaShvach, of Shekoichik Barasim Ala Oilam, Raisa Masa Bereshit, one stops in the middle of Bichas Grishma, and one says the Bracha to Mitzvah Veres. One is Mechuyif to answer, one stops. What about Tefillah B'Tzibur? He says Tefillah B'Tzibur is not a Chiyuv Gomer. Tefillah B'Tzibur enhances Tefillah, as we see in the Gemara, that it's B'Shosha Tzibur Mitzvalim, or Ima Tzibur is the Eis Ratzim of Tefillah's Niskabu. Now, of course, there's a Chiyuv to Davin Mitzad, having one's Tefillah Nishma'as, which comes from Davening Beis Ratzim with the Tzibur, but it's not a Chiyuv Gomer by itself. Another illustration of the same idea, the Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, was asked about a case where they were not able to daven a shul unless a goy would unlock it. And he says, even though the halacha is that Amir Lakam on Shabbos is mutter letzorich mitzvah, letzorich tzudah Shabbos, if one would not be able to get into a house without a key, and one doesn't have a key, it has to be carried from somebody else, one is allowed to ask a goy to bring the key on Shabbos, because tzudah Shabbos is a tzorich mitzvah, and we matter the shvus of Amir Lakam because of a tzorich mitzvah. But tefillah, he says, is not a chiyuv gomer. Tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyuv gomer. One could daven without a minion. There's no chiyuv gomer to daven with a minion. It's a din in the tefillah that one should daven with a minion in order shetei tefillos in shmas. But it's not a mitzvah for itself, and therefore would not justify being over an amir la'akum. I think people don't know this. If there's a question of opening up a shul, could be there's something else, there's something called a tzarech harabim. The tzarech ha-tzibur of opening up lights, but even that is not so poshut. If the lights go out, for a goy to open up the lights on Shabbos, amir lakum could be beremiza in certain cases, might be okay, but amir lakum for itself probably is not mutter to tell the goy to turn on the lights for Shabbos, but in order to be able to daven that place, because to daven that place is only a mila in tefillah, not a mitzvah for itself, and therefore it does not justify being matter amir lakum. Interesting halacha. On the other hand, it would seem to be a sugi mufureshes that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv. In Pesachim Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara tells us that a person is hoilich baderech, he has to go ad for the shear 4 mil, quite a distance, lefonov, and 1 mil la'achrov, in order to facilitate his davening b'tzibur. There's a chiyuv gomer for him to look for a minion. The person is not allowed to sit at home if he has a minion within a justifiable distance. And it's mechayiv him traveling. Agav, the shear of 4 mil has nothing to do with the distance. It has to do with the time. So 4 mil has to do with how long it would take a person to walk it, which is a discussion for itself. Could be 45 minutes. So is one mechayiv to go 45 minutes in a car for tefillah b'tzibur? It could very well be so. If a person lives at one end of town, the other end of town is a minion factory. He gets into town late. He just got a flight. He gets out. He's zonked, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Is he mechuyif to drive across town for a minion? Quite possibly, yes. In which case, it would seem that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv gomer. So as we said, what we see over here, the definition of what we're explaining is that tefillah b'tzibur is part of the chiyuv of tefillah itself. The chiyuv of tefillah is the davin. Understanding the chiyuv of tefillah is not just paying lip service, literally, saying the words by rote, not even if a person says the words without rote, but part of an inherent part of tefillah is davening in a way that facilitates that tefillah being niskabel. That's part of the chi of tefillah. In which case, the chi of tefillah itself is mechayiv, going the extra mile to make sure that a person's tefillah is nishmas. Is nishma be'eis rotzim b'mokam ha'rotzim, to daven b'tzibur. But now that tefillah b'tzibur is, we look at it, there are personal obligations. I have mitzvahs that I do. There are communal obligations of davening with a tzibur. Could be in a place where the Ramo brings down Shulchan Aruch, in a place in a shul with his very very few people, in a town, little hamlets in Europe where there was barely a minyan. Then part of the chovis hatzibur as a congregation in creating, fostering a community, is that everybody is mechuyev, be whatever may on his personal agenda, is mechuyev to come to shul in order to facilitate there being a minyan. But if there is a minyan, it's only a matter of a person's communal obligation. Tefillah b'tzibur is not a separate communal obligation. It's part of a person's personal obligation to make sure that his tefillah is what it should be. Interesting halacha in tefillah, which is in the same vein, only in tefillah do we find the halacha of schar psiyas. There's halacha in tefillah that if a person has a closer shul to davening, a further away shul, of course if a person has a machm kavua where he davens, his machm kavua has preference, but if a person doesn't have a makom kavua, there is a halacha that one should try to daven in a further away place in order to get tchapsiyas. We don't find this halacha in any other mitzvah. Of course, lefum tzar agra, the more a person invests in kiyum of a mitzvah, the more schar he gets. But to find a separate inyan of schar psiyas, that we only find by tefillah. The chara devart is because part of tefillah inherently is in order to facilitate the hiskablus, the acceptance of that tefillah. In Shemayim, one shows, there's a separate halacha that one should show a chshibus for tefillah by going the extra mile, by going to the further place. Again, that's not a chiyuv for itself, you can have it in the closer shul. The chiyuv is for a person to look for ways to make sure that his tefillah is nishmas. Meaning is by some people to give tzedakah before, the Gemara says that tzedakah before tefillah opens up the Shire Shemayim. Anything that one could do to enhance the ability of his tefillah to be niskava, whatever is mentioned in Chazal, or whatever is mentioned in Svar Magdashim, as an oifin of making sure that one's tefillah is niskava, is part and parcel of the chiyuv tefillah. And again, most importantly, the illustration that which is mechuyav al pi halacha is tefillah betzibur. The Stipler discusses an interesting shaila in Sefer Kilas Yaakov. He brings an interesting concept. If the reason why tefillah has to be daven betzibur is in order that it should be tefillos in nishmas, brings the famous Gemara, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Testament Beis, where on the one hand the pasuk says, "Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov." Klal Yisrael is answered whenever they daven b'chol kareinu elov. On the other hand, the Gemara says the question was asked by Menashe Harosha to his grandfather Yeshaya Hanavi. Yeshaya Hanavi says, "Dirshu Hashem v'motzoi in after of Tanesim. Dirshu Hashem v'motzoi. Search, seek the Rebbeinu Shlom when he is close." There are times when he's close, when tefillah is nishmas, and there are times when he's further away. Has that shtim with the pasuk of b'chol kareinu elav. The Gemara says, ha b'yachid, ha b'tzibur. The Rebbeinu Shlom is always close, b'chol kareinu elav, when we daven b'tzibur. It's always an eis rotzen when we daven b'tzibur. When a person davens b'yachid, it's not always an eis rotzen. B'himotzoi is aser simei tshuva. The statute says, l'chor, that means that there shouldn't be a chiv, tefillah b'tzibur, during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the days of the year when everybody is makbid to daven by the best minyan and the finest minyan, to be most mahadir in tefillah b'tzibur, the statement says, but as far as Ikra Halacha is concerned, should they tefillah in nishmas, there might be grounds to believe that a person could daven b'yichidus and dafken Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because over there tefillah in nishmas is even b'yachid. Interesting idea. It's obviously not Halacha l'maisa. I want to take a deeper look at this idea of tefillah b'tzibur being tefillos in nishmas. What does this mean? Both from a hashkofa perspective and how this translates into halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe discusses the fact that the Gemara learns out the idea of a minyan legabe a discussion in the Gemara b'negeya doing an aveiru or doing a mitzvah. When is it called Kiddush Hashem or an aveiru b'farhesya or Chil Shabbos b'farhesya? When is it called b'farhesya? When is something called if a person is mechal Shabbos? Rav Moshe was asked in a tshuva, halacha l'maaseh, if somebody is mechal Shabbos, one son of Yid is a mechal Shabbos, but he's a mechal Shabbos in a tzibur where there's only other mechal Shabbos. So the halacha is a mechal Shabbos that his shechita is not a shechita, and he has halachas of a goy that he's considered to be out of the fold of Klal Yisrael, is only when he's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. B'farhesya means in front of 10 Yidin. But l'chor, if there are other mechal Shabbos, then that's not called the tzibur of 10 Yidin. Rav Moshe says, you see, the pasuk refers to when the Gemara is darshning that 10 is a minyan, it's called b'farhesya, it's called an eidah, and the pasuk refers to the Asor Meraglim in Parsha Shlach Ad Mosai Lo Eido Haro Hazois. Rav Moshe says, and the Gemara dashes from there, that's called Fahesi, that's called a Eido, a community of 10 people. L'chor, these 10, Rashi says over there in Chumash, they became Koyfer Beker, they questioned the Rebbeinu Shalom's ability to be able to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. They fell so far from being Meraglim, from being Nasir Yisrael, that they came to question the Rebbeinu Shalom's ability to effectively rule the world. In which case they were Rishoyim, they were Kaifrim. If they were Kaifrim, how did they have a shame tziruf for a minyan? Rav Moshe says, evidently we see that the shame of a tzibur, of an edo, has absolutely nothing to do with whether the person is a Shem Shabbos, whether the person is considered to be a Torah observant Jew. And therefore, if a person can be mitzav, Rav Moshe says a sweeping chiddush. You can be mitzaref mechalel Shabbos b'fayesu to a minyan. Tremendous ramifications in many places, in many small out-of-way communities where it's hard to put together a minyan, or there's a minyan, but people come to daven, people that are otherwise not halacha observant people in their homes or without. Rav Moshe says it's okay. As far as tefillah b'tzibur, you have the ma'ala of tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Moshe says it would be called also b'fayesu legabi chilul Shabbos. Lamaisa, the Prima Godim is mufurish, not like Rav Moshe. Prima Godim says that mechalel Shabbos v'vayesu are not mitzarif to him. The question is what, and the poskim, gedolei ha-poskim, Shlomo Zalman and others did not agree with Rav Moshe. The question is what do they do with Rav Moshe's raya from the miraculum? So it would seem if one wants to dispute Rav Moshe's raya, not that we're trying to dispute Rav Moshe's raya, but just to bring out the idea and what's the pshat in the poskim and the paskim, not like Rav Moshe, but the idea would seem to be as follows. As far as Bifarhesia is concerned, Admosel La'idu Aroa Zoy, so that's called doing something in front of a community. 10 people, even if they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, even if they're Koy from Be'ikr, but if they're Jews, there is a community of Jews. There's a group of Jews, and they are mitzarif to that group, and it's called that a person's Mechal Shabbos in front of a group. Tvila B'tzibur is something else. It's not just that a person is davening with a group. It's not group prayer as opposed to it's not group therapy as opposed to private therapy. It's not group prayer as opposed to private service. The idea of Tvila B'tzibur is a very profound concept over here. Tvila B'tzibur means that when a group of Yidden get together, it's called a Zman Rotzoin. That's called a Klal Yisrael. Those 10 Yidden represent, as a group they represent, Klal Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem connects with those 10 people that are davening together, as if the whole Klal Yisrael was standing here and davening. Those 10 people are, so to speak, representative of Klal Yisrael in their relation. It's not a private relationship, it's a relationship as a tzibur with the Rebbein Shem. It's a relationship as Klal Yisrael. It's not 10 people that are davening as a community. It's 10 people that, in their standing as a community, can be considered Klal Yisrael. Where am I getting this from, this definition? It sounds a little bit extreme, a bit radical. But we understand, the Mefarshim say, that Tefillah has a relationship vis-a-vis Karbonis. The Gemara says that Tefillah, Shachris, is connected to the Talmud Shel Shachris, Mincha is connected to the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, Marv is connected to Akhtaros Chalom Ve'mur. How this plays down into Halacha Lamaisa is the sugyas in the fourth parak of Brachos. There's some fascinating discussions as far as when to daven in Perek Tefillah Sashaka that are totally in the relationship of Tefillah and Karbonis. On the other hand, we know that Tefillah was around before the Karbonis. Avram was Misakan Shachris, Yitzchak was Misakan Mincha, Yaakov was Misakan Marav. The Gemara tells us later on in Brachos. So how do we understand that in relation to Karbonis? The pshat is that the idea of tefillah, of course, and the specific tefillah, shachas, mincha, marav, on a personal level, is a chiyuv gomer, and that comes from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Tefillah keneged tzibur, when Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin a uniform nusach tefillah, that everybody not just davened whatever was on their mind, they didn't just say a shvach, bakosha, and hoidah, but there's a uniform tzura of tefillah. What that did was that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah created, molded a mitzius where the whole Klal Yisrael davens together. We don't just daven as individuals connecting with the Rebbein Hashem, but we daven in order that tefillos and shmas, it has to do with davening b'tziva, as we said from the Gemara before. B'chol kareinu elov. When is the Eis Ratzon of davening? When the tzibur is connecting to Rebbein Shalom, because that tzibur represents Klal Yisrael. And for a person to be part of that, when we say that tefillah is connected korbanos, what we're doing is we're saying that when a tzibur davens together, what the tzibur is, so to speak, bringing a korban to the Rebbein Shalom. We know there's no such thing as a korban tamid that can be brought by individuals. Korban tamid can only be brought by the whole Klal Yisrael as a whole. The money from the korbanos was from the Machatz HaShekel. It was the Korban Tamid was brought, so to speak, by Klal Yisrael as a unit. Tvila B'tzibur, and the Tvila that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misaken in its proper form of davening B'tzibur, is a representative of Klal Yisrael in bringing a Korban to Hashem. And therefore the Tvila is Nishmas only when it's brought as Klal Yisrael. As regards to what we said before, when we talk about a Tzibur, representing Klal Yisrael, a tzibur of Mechal LeShabbos, of Koifim, of people that are not faithful to Halacha, faithful to Torah Hashkofa, cannot be representative of Klal Yisrael. They might be a community, they might be a group of Jews, and when a person does Naveri in front of him, it's called he did Naveri b'Fa'asim. But to call that group of people representative of Klal Yisrael, that's not true. And that's why the Prima Gadim holds, even if it's called b'Fa'asim, doing an Aveir in front of 10 Mechalei Shabbos, but to say that 10 Mechalei Shabbos, or being mitzareth of Mechalei Shabbos, to create a representative community of Klal Yisrael, we cannot represent Klal Yisrael in the person of somebody who's a Mechalei Shabbos. That's the answer of the Poiskim to Ramosha's Raya from the Pasuk of Admos Eleidu Aroa Zoyz. So that's an important illustration of this concept in Halacha Lemaisa. I had a friend that was a Shabbos rabbi in one of the smaller communities up in the Catskills for a while, and over there was very Halacha Lemaisa. 2-3 people every week were the last few people of the Minyan, the 9th man, the 10th man of the Minyan. The proverbial center was always a Mechal Shabbos. The question is, they relied on Ramosha, they didn't have a choice, but it's definitely not Lechatchila, because there are many Poskim that dispute this Psak of Ramosha. So bring out one more point as far as Tefillah B'Tzibur goes, interesting difference that the Poskim point out. It's a discussion of a Chayodim with a Mishamru, with a Chayodim, with a Ran in the beginning of Megillah. If comes up very often, Allah Almighty, Bal Tefillah, the Shatz, wants to start Tefillah, wants to start the Chazaras HaShatz before the entire Minyan has finished Shemona Esrei. The Allah is one can't say Rubai Kekula, even though we have a Klal, very often of using Roiv, if there are only 7 people in the Shul, one can't say Rubai Kekula, and Roiv in the Minyan is enough, obviously not. The reason for that is obviously Rubai Kekula only means when you have a whole thing. But if you have 7, that doesn't turn into 10. So if you have 7 people that are listening to Chazaras HaShatz, does that turn into Bitzibur? The Poskim would seem to point out, again, there's a Shaila, what the Ran holds. As the Mishaburu points out, the Ran is not like the Chayodim. Some disputed that ruling in that interpretation of the Ran, not like the Mishaburu. But in any case, it would seem that the Halacha is that for the Shtil Shmoina Esrei, for the Shmoina Esrei that the Tzibur is being mispallel, over there you need 10 mispallelim. If you have 10 people that are davening, but not everybody is up to, happens very often, 3 people are still in the middle of Krishna, they're catching up, so to speak, you have to wait for 10 people to start Shmoina Esrei. Why is that? Because the act of davening together as a group is only, the act of davening together as a group is only when you have the group davening. 7 people davening together is not a minyan. You have to have the 10 people davening together. Masha'enken Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is not the tefillah of the group. It's tefillah of the Baal tefillah, tefillah of the Shatz, in the setting of the community, in the setting of the minyan. In the setting of the minyan, as long as you have a roiv of the people that are listening, that's called in the setting of the minyan, because the other people are there. They're just still in the Shemona Esrei. That's called in the setting of the minyan, and over there you could say Rubi Kekuloi. But as far as the act of tefillah, which is the Shtil Shemona Esrei, the tefillah Balachash, over there, if the act of tefillah is not being done by 10 people, it's not called tefillah B'tzibur. So again, we've discussed tefillah b'tzibur from different angles in terms of whether it's a chiyuv gomer or not. What are some halachal ma'aser ramifications of it not being a chiyuv gomer? As far as Shabbos is concerned, as far as interrupting in the middle of Birchas Krishma, we spoke about the deeper meaning of tefillah b'tzibur. Why is tefillah nishmas dafka b'tzibur? What this would mean in terms of being mitzarif b'chalei Shabbos to a minyan, and again, we're not trying to undermine the, when we talk about Tefillah B'Tzibur being not a Chiyuv Gomer, the Chiyuv Gomer of Tefillah B'Tzibur is in the context of Tefillah Nishmas. A person has to develop an appreciation, a fine appreciation of what enhances Tefillah in terms of his belief that Tefillah is Nishmas. Tefillah is heard by the Rabban Shalom. Tefillah is not just something that we do. The Gemara says, La Locha, a person can't daven tefillah sekeva. A person has to daven in a way that he understands his tefillahs are being heard. And part of that development is understanding that when we daven b'tzibur, we're creating the setting where the tefillahs are heard, because when a tzibur approaches the Rebbein Shalom, the Rebbein Shalom relates to us as if he's listening to the whole Klai, so to speak, which we proposed as the pshat in Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's the relationship of Tefillah and Karbonos. One last point, an interesting note. The minig is always when we get up to certain dramatic points in Tefillah, Avinu Malkeinu, many points in the davening on Yom Neroim, Slichis, we open up the Aron Kodesh. It gives the impression we're opening up the Aron Kodesh to make things more dramatic. I have the Torah there, there's more Kedusha in the room. That's not the pshat. The pshat is because the Tzura of Klal Yisrael, as a group, as a representative of the whole Klal Yisrael, is gathered around the Torah. The same way Klal Yisrael, when they went in the Midbar, the Machne Yisrael, was Soviv L'Aroin Hashem, was Soviv L'Mishkan, and the Mishkan, the focal point of the Mishkan, was the Aroin Hashem. The Tzura of Klal Yisrael is gathered together, Ishechad B'Levechad, around the Torah, around Har Sinai. And the way we bring that point out, when we want to invoke the power of Klal Yisrael, not just davening as Yechidim, standing in whichever shul we happen to daven, but we want to turn ourselves into a group which is representative of Klal Yisrael pleading with the Rabban Shem, what we do is we open up the Aron HaKodesh, and when we gather around the Torah, that gives us a different level of being representative of Klal Yisrael. This is a very powerful way of looking at Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, when we gather, when we have a Sefer Torah, we're gathered around the Torah. The Torah is in the front, that's why the Bima is in the middle, because the place where we lay in the Torah is the place of Maimon Har Sinai, so to speak. We'll speak about Mirz Hashem the next year, that the Tzura of Kriyas HaTorah comes from Maimon Har Sinai, and that is the Tzura of Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's why part of Tefillah B'Tzibur is Kriyas HaTorah, because that is the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gathers around the Torah. The only relationship we have as a nation is only Misoviv LaTorah. And that's the way we daven. That's the way Yidin daven B'Tzibur. That's the way Yiddish Tefillah is on the Shmas, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yirotzen. That all our Tefillah should be in the Skabel. And all our Tefillah should be Oilu LaMoroim. To open up the Shari Rachmim, B'Klal U'B'Frat, Ad
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.